This is how our second reading starts out, with St. Paul telling us to rejoice always. And we hear rejoice throughout the celebration today. And it reminds us that even in this penitential season, that we're to rejoice. You know, today we have the opportunity to wear the rose-colored vestments. We only get to wear them twice a year. And it's a mixture between, you know, the penitential season that is violet and the white that is a celebration. Because we know that just around the corner is we're going to be celebrating the birth of our Lord. And we rejoice because He has come to bring us new life. He has come to bring us something that we could not have without Him. You know, He came to reconcile all of us to Himself. And we rejoice that we have our Lord. You know, we see that, you know, John the Baptist said that he came before Jesus, announcing that He was going to be the light. You know, Jesus is going to be the light in our world. He's going to be the light in our life. You know, as we look at the world today, we see that, you know, there's a lot of darkness. You know, we just have to turn on the news, turn on the TV, look at anything, and we see that there's a lot of darkness in the world. And at this time of the year, you know, we're pretty close to, you know, the darkest day of the whole year, the least amount of daylight, and pretty soon, you know, it'll start to get bright again. In the same way, you know, Jesus came to bring that darkness out of the world. And He came to bring that light. And we rejoice at that. We rejoice that our Lord has come to bring us that. And it's us to accept that light into our life. You know, we look at what else St. Paul says. He says that, you know, we should always be praying. We should give thanks for everything. And we can ask ourselves, how can we rejoice at all times? How can we always be giving thanks? You know, how can we do all this stuff when it looks like there's so much darkness in the world? And it's because the coming of our Savior, because Jesus Christ transcends all of that. No matter how dark the world looks, no matter what's going on, we always have our Lord. We always have Jesus in our life. You know, we've been spending the last couple weeks, as with Advent season, preparing for our Lord. And we just have over a week left before the Christmas season comes. Just that little amount of time to continue to prepare for that coming of our Lord. Rejoicing that He is coming. Rejoicing that He has chosen to be part of our lives. And this last couple weeks, or this last week of Advent, you know, we really have to make sure that we continue on that path, allowing us to make the way for the Lord, to prepare a place in our spot for that light, the light of Christ, to remove that darkness out of our life, and to allow the light to reside within us, to allow the Lord to be within us, so that we can rejoice at all times, we can pray at all times, and we can give thanks for everything. And we always have to remember these three things. Rejoice in our Lord. You know, always remember to pray. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it can be hard for us to pray at all times. You know, we even look at, you know, those orders that, you know, their whole charism is to pray. But they also have to take time away for their work. And we see that, you know, St. Benedict saw this and he said, and, you know, the Benedictines came up with the motto, you know, ora et labora, work and prayer. You know, we have to turn our work into a type of prayer. You know, everything that we do is to be directed towards our Lord. And then always to remember to give thanks. You know, to give thanks for everything the Lord has given us. We know that without Him, we'd have nothing. And it's so easy for us in today's society to focus on all the negatives, that we have to look at those positive things that the Lord has given us. You know, always thanking Him for those things. So that we can do, as St. Paul tells us, rejoice always. Rejoice that our Lord is coming. Rejoice that the light is to be within us.